This is the Retirement Key Podcast with Abe Abish, founder of Abish Financial Services.
And I'm Heather Branch here with Abe asking for his insight on the things that we can be working on now to better prepare for our financial futures. When it comes to planning for retirement, there is a lot to consider, but you do not have to do all the considering on your own. Abe and his entire team are here to help you figure it all out in a plan of your own. TheRetirementKey.com is where you can start the conversation with Abe and his team. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there or again, find us anytime at TheRetirementKey.com. We're doing a little financial 101 today. I think we're going back to some basics in this conversation that I want to have with you.
That's always good.
I want to talk to you about the 60-40 model because in not too far past, we kind of been beating it up, right? We've talked about the whole thing. Get that dead money out of your account. Put your money to work.
Correct.
Bonds are a mess. The stock market in 2022, we all know what happened there. But is it coming back around? So I wanted to get your thoughts on the 60-40 model and where it stands right now today and what we need to be thinking about with that. But first, again, getting back to 101. Of course, when it comes to our retirement years, we're leaving the workforce behind. We are getting into a place where we have to now create our own income. And when it comes to income options, there is an abundance of them because there has to be. Pensions have, I mean, unless you're a government employee, they've all but gone the way of the dinosaur.
That's right.
And Americans are sad about it. They're missing their pensions and the guaranteed income that they provide. There was this new study showing 75% agree with the statement that the disappearance of traditional pensions has made it harder for workers to achieve the American dream. So, again, getting back to basics, talking about what you do, the plans you create at Abish Financial Services, how do we create a personal pension and still pursue the American dream, if it's possible?
Yeah, that's a great question, Heather. And, you know, so many people across the DC metro area have a fantastic job of savings and a great accumulation plan, if you will, right? Usually several million dollars, $1 million to $3 million. And just recently, we're seeing a lot of people even come in with $5, $7, $10 million. Mm-hmm. Wonderful job of socking that money away and growing
it.
But you would be surprised. It's not surprising to me, but the general public would be surprised that even the people coming in with $5, $10 plus million are as clueless about generating income from their portfolio as someone with several hundred thousand dollars. And those people with 5 to 10 and more millions of dollars are just as concerned about running out of money and just as fearful and worried about, is their money going to last them? Is it going to be enough? Those people don't think they have enough, which is
nuts. It's funny because it sounds surprising, but also you kind of can't blame them. I mean, talk about a world of unpredictability that we live in.
Yeah. They don't know what everybody else has. They don't know if they have enough, which is why so many people come in for complimentary second opinions with us. And what I have found in my career now, helping people for nearly two decades, is that the people who have the most amount of money saved are actually the most open to receiving advice and feedback and guidance compared to someone that has maybe a few million saved and thinks they've done everything on their own and need no help and guidance. So look, you can either have a portfolio and a great accumulation plan, a great savings plan, or you can have an income strategy. You can have a collection of accounts, accounts that are everywhere, or you can have a sound and easy to understand retirement income plan. Yeah. So we just had a couple come in from Loudoun County. And they are pilots, and they're actually retiring in a few years. We've been working with a lot of pilots lately, they have saved $4 million with their airline employers that they're working with. They're a six on our risk scale, and they have no plan. Talking about pensions, they have airline pensions.
Okay.
However, the pensions that they will have, they need decisions. They need help making the decisions around which pension options to choose.
Isn't that also the case? When you do have a pension, now it comes with a lot of options.
A lot of options. You can choose single life. You can choose joint life. If you choose joint life, you can choose a 50% payout, 75% payout, 100% payout. Oftentimes, there's a lump sum pension option to take, which some people aren't aware of. Sometimes it's not an option. Sometimes it is. So they had pension decisions to make. But then when we ran all the numbers, Heather, we found out that with pensions and both Social Security checks, those four income streams still do not pay all of their bills.
Really?
Thankfully, they have $4 million on top of pensions and Social Security that can create a lot of extra income for them. So they wanted to know if they pulled the trigger and fully retired in the next 4 or 5 years, can they get help making these pension decisions? When is the best time to take Social Security? Can this $4 million turn into an income-generating machine and plan, an easy-to-understand plan that they can follow and track, not worry about, and have that income come in to help them live comfortably, to help them live the retirement of their dreams, and to help them live with dignity and confidence for the rest of their lives? So the solution for them was to help them with all these decisions, the pension decisions, to turn the $4 million into income through dividends, interest, annuity, pension, Social Security, all of it, and really create that strong foundational income floor, Heather, that we talk about so often, so that their portfolio is as little dependent on the stock market as possible.
Got it.
If you have a lot or all of your income in retirement coming from the stock market, well, the stock market giveth and taketh. It's up and downs, right? It can be up 20, down 20. And so could your retirement income as well, if you're fully dependent or very much dependent on the stock market for income. So you want to create that reliable, steady, dependable income in retirement that comes in like clockwork, that comes in every 2 weeks, just like when you were working. That allows you to stand tall in retirement. It allows you to stand firm, allows you to give yourself confidence, added peace of mind as you travel, do your hobbies and interests, spend time with your family and grandkids and everything that you want to do.
Yeah.
So for this couple, what we offered this couple, Heather, and the solution for them was a portfolio x-ray with pension analysis.
Okay.
So if you sound like this couple from Loudoun County, you may not be pilots, but you may have a few $1 million saved. You have a pension decision coming down the pike. Maybe you just want a second opinion on your whole life savings, needing to turn this life savings into an income generating machine. Go to theretirementkey.com. Click on the Contact Us tab at the top of the page. We can begin to have these same portfolio x-ray conversations and pension conversations with you as well.
We also have links posted in the show notes. So if it's more convenient, you can just click there or again, find us anytime at theretirementkey.com. All right. Talking about income, where it comes from. It comes from the money we've saved. How do we save it? So many questions, Abe, because the thing that we were taught to do for a long time, the conversation was around the idea of the 60-40 model. But in the past couple of years, you and I, we've been talking about how the traditional portfolio, that 60-40, that 60% stocks and 40% bonds, it's just really taken a hit, especially over the last couple of years when both of these asset classes performed poorly at the same time. And many proclaimed the 60-40 was dead, including you, hey Abe, here on this program week in, week out. But here's what's interesting. What happened last year, the allocation actually bounced back nicely, gaining 18%. So is the 60-40 back? What should we be thinking, doing, and working on?
Yeah, you know, regardless of what the markets, you know, look like from year to year, Heather, there's always opportunities. Whether if the markets are flying high, there's opportunities. If the markets are falling, there's always opportunities. Yeah. Interest rates are up and down. I mean, look, a couple of years ago, you were right. We were saying just on the station, hey, get your dead money out of the bank and out of your bonds, out of your portfolios, because people were only making 0 to 2% maybe, if that. And it's like, hey, get this quote unquote dead money out of here and let's pick up the drag and let's, you know, get some more return and yield on these dollars in our life savings that are not making us much money. But now interest rates are higher than they've been in my entire career. I mean, I've been helping people for almost 2 decades. Interest rates are now, you know, 4 or 5+% that you can earn on safe and instruments outside of the stock market, even, you know, CDs, money markets, treasuries. Currently, government treasuries, 6 months, a year are paying over 5%, which is just fantastic, actually, for the safe side of your portfolio. So we just had a gentleman coming in, speaking of this 60-40, you know, and it is a common allocation for a lot of retirees, a 50-50, 55-45, 60-40. The whole idea behind that, if you really don't understand that, is that, let's say you have $1 million. Mm-hmm. Should you have the full $1 million in stocks in your 60s? Probably not, unless you want a roller coaster retirement. Right. Should you have the full $1 million in cash or bonds or annuities or treasuries? Probably not, unless you want to make 0 to 3% long term, right?
Got
so
it.
You need a balance of both growth and income, risk and safety. That 60-40 or 50-50 is a combination of both stocks in the market and the bond side of the portfolio. Now, every single investment you can choose from out there has its pro and con. And so as a firm, we're not huge fans of having 30, 40, 50 plus percent of someone's life savings in bond funds specifically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because bond fund yields are usually low. They're usually down in maybe the three or fours. And what people found out in 2022, Heather, is that for the first time in 50 years, both stocks and bonds were down. There was nowhere to hide. The bond asset class was down around 11 to 13%. And then the average American lost 15 to 20% on their stocks. Yeah. So most people were down 15 to 20%. When rates rise, bond values can fall. When rates go down, which we could be looking at in the near future, bond values can go up. So we could actually be looking at an opportunity on the bond side of the portfolio in the near future. We just had a gentleman call in from Alexandria, Virginia, and come into the office here just recently with $10 million saved.
Wow.
You talk about a fantastic and wonderful job of accumulating,
yeah.
but naturally, he and his wife are concerned about all the risks that can mess up the last 40 to 50 years of socking that money away. Yeah. What are the biggest risks out there that can mess this money up? Taxes, inflation, stock market downturns and volatility, mm-hmm. a healthcare event. He's concerned, his wife is concerned as well about all these things. And as so many men in the households do, he's been the one kind of taking the lead on the finances and a lot of the investment decisions. And one of the main reasons he came into the office, Heather, is because he wants to make sure his wife is taken care of, right? She's kind of been out of the financial loop. She really doesn't care too much about it. She trusts him to make the decisions. He's done a phenomenal job in this case. He's a few years older. Most men pass away, you know, before the wife does.
Yep.
And he wants to make sure she's taken care of. He's also concerned because as we did the investment analysis on that $10 million, 97% is in stocks.
Wow.
97% is in stocks. Now, probably one of the big reasons why they've gotten to 10 million.
Yeah.
But you talk about a potential roller coaster in the near future. You know, you can be up 30 or 40%, down 30 to 40%. And just think about that. Whether you have 10 million, whether you have a million, 500,000, 5 million, 3 million, if it's the amount you need to retire with dignity and confidence, for you to pull the trigger and retire without going back to work again, without a lot of worry that this can just be set up on automatic autopilot, right? And you don't have to worry a lot about your finances, then to what extent are we taking all this risk? What for? And so this gentleman realized that, and he came in and wanted to put together a true phase two plan to protect their life savings from all the risks that can mess it up, yet continue to grow it at the same time.
Okay.
So what we did for them is put together a comprehensive where do I stand plan that included an investment analysis on all the investments, a comprehensive plan, a roadmap that handles the RMDs, the insurances, investments, tax planning, healthcare planning, all of it. So if you sound like this couple from Alexandria, Virginia, you may or may not have $10 million saved, and that's okay. Your money's important to you. If you sound like this couple and your financials are really all over the place, maybe you're the main person driving all the financial decisions in your household. Yeah. You want a comprehensive analysis on RMDs, investments, insurance, taxes, healthcare, all of it. Go to theretirementkey.com, click on the Contact Us tab at the top of the page, and we can begin to have these same conversations about your retirement with you as well.
We also have links posted in our show notes. You can just click there. Or again, start this conversation with Abe and his team at Abish Financial anytime. Visit us at theretirementkey.com.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Key Podcast with Abe Abish. To learn more about Abish Financial Services, visit theretirementkey.com and join Abe for his radio show, The Retirement Key, Saturdays at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Investment advisory services offered through Abish Financial Wealth Management, LLC, number 310633, a registered investment advisor firm. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Abraham Abish is licensed in your state, please call 571-577-9968. Abish Financial Services is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Abish Financial Services, Inc., Virginia Insurance License, number 127820.